This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Remember the old television set-top box? Well, it's still around, but these days it's more likely to connect your TV to the internet than cable. Roku was one of the earliest video streaming devices, and now the company is reportedly planning an IPO for later this year. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath has details.
If you had a Roku 5 years ago, you were probably a techie, cord-cutter, early adopter type. These days, lots of people have the streaming box. Roku claims 15 million active accounts, so the company's pivoting to focus on adding more content. They'll need it because...
From all the information I've been told from folks on the inside, they've not turned a profit.
Streaming video analyst Dan Rayburn says hardware is a tough business to be in.
And when you're selling a device that's as cheap as $30 to $100, you're not making that much.
Instead, Roku is focusing on the ad revenue it pulls in from partners like Netflix and Hulu. The Wall Street Journal reports Roku is seeking a $1 billion valuation, but...
A $1 billion valuation is very high for a company that is losing money.
Matt Kennedy of Renaissance Capital says that valuations are top of mind on Wall Street right now, especially after less than impressive IPOs from Snapchat and Blue Apron earlier this year. Still, he says, media is a more proven landscape, which could make investors more comfortable. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.